You're listening to the Burn Youth Podcast. We hope this message encourages and challenges you to live for Jesus. Let's get into it.
Hello, hello.
What's up?
How are we doing? I'm doing good. I don't know about you. How are you doing, Tennille?
I'm doing good.
You're doing good?
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Very good.
Oh, I'm excited for our topic tonight. We get the privilege of chatting all about mental health and our thoughts and how we can reset them and how we can get rid of worry and stress, stress and anxiety. Yeah, I can't even speak in our lives. But we're going to start off with a bit of a game to introduce this topic. Has anyone seen the show Family Feud?
Yeah, there we go. We got a few yes.
So we've been chatting with our experts, and we have 10 of the top ways to reset your mind. But we want to know if you guys can pick them. We want to know if you know what what they are. So eight. Why did I say 10?
You said
8 ways to reset your minds, clear your minds. Maybe it's things that you might do when you're feeling worried or anxious. So let's have a. How are we going to do this?
Yeah. Okay.
Anyone think they know? What's number one?
What's number one? Cheryl. Dunk your head in ice water.
Let's have a look.
Yeah.
Fresh air. All right. Anyone think that? Yep.
Sleep. Very nice. Okay.
Oh, let's see.
There we go.
Well done.
Very nice.
By the way, we did not plan the order that you would say them in. So thankfully you said sleep.
A vacation. Okay.
Right. I mean, exercise is kind of like a vacation.
Kind of. Is it? Are you sure?
I mean, you're getting outside your house, doing something different.
Does anybody actually like doing it?
I can't say I like doing exercise.
I can't say I like it, but anyways. All right. What about number four?
Meditate.
Okay.
It is on there. You are right.
You're correct.
It's just not
very
yet.
Good. Yeah.
So time off social media. I feel like that's really important. I definitely
very
do
important.
That.
Ooh. Very important.
All right. Anyone think they know another one?
Cheryl?
Grow some plants.
Interesting. Journaling. Bit of a brain dump. You can journal about your plants if you want to. Go for it.
Yeah, you can journal about your plants.
Yeah. Breathing exercises we've got. Do your taxes. Listen to music is the next one.
All right, let's get the next two
let's
up
get
there.
The next
Meditation
two.
And breathing exercises.
Very nice.
Well done.
Yes. All right.
Oh, cool. Well, tonight we are looking at the topic, and we've titled it Thought Reset. And I don't know about you, but anxiety is way more common than you might think.
We are definitely.
This is a very real topic for both of us tonight.
So, yes.
And it comes in varying types of severities. It comes in different types people experience in different ways, whether it's just feelings of being anxious, whether it's actually diagnosed. But there are so many different various forms. But it's easy to get caught up in negative thinking, and it's easy to spiral in our negative thinking and get trapped in it, basically, and worrying about often the things that we can't actually control a lot of the time. And our thoughts are often our biggest downfall. They're the thing that we often fight with ourselves the most.
You are your own worst enemy, my mum used to always say.
Yes. Yeah. And you were also your own biggest critic. That's what my mom used to say. You will always find something wrong with yourself because it's horrible. But while we were preparing, we were even talking about this week, about the number of times that even prepping this message that we were like, we had some big weeks, and we sat down to prep and we were like, oh my gosh, what a fitting topic for this week. So God definitely is working in us still. So that's why I think it's fitting for us to be able to teach, because we're learning here what we preach as well.
And
so to have a healthy mind, we must find ways of combating those negative thoughts. And we just looked at a few throughout our game. But thankfully, God gives us not just natural ways to combat worry, but we have ways in the Bible that he talks about that we can eradicate that worry and that we can use to, and it's often way more successful than those natural ways, I found. And yeah, we're going to touch on a few absolutely tonight. But if you've got your Bibles, we're turning to Philippians 4, verses 6 to 8. It's a good one.
It's one of my favorites.
You got it? Love it.
Very nice, Joey. Thank you.
Alrighty. So, Philippians 4, verse 6 to 8. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So I'm going to give you our three main points straight off the bat, because so if you're taking notes, point the three things we want you to get out of tonight and from that scripture is the importance of prayer, number one. Number two, how to receive his peace, and finally, tuning in to God's thinking.
Yeah. Cool. So let's start by looking at Philippians 4, verse 6. So we'll start with the first verse. I'll read it to you one more time just in case you missed it. But do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So let's look at a couple of these keywords here. Like, so we've got every situation, prayer, petition, thanksgiving. Petition is, can, you know, depends on the translation, supplication as well. But basically what it's saying is prayer is a huge tool when it comes to dealing with anxiety. Absolutely huge. And look, we've got the advantage here. Like, compared to everyone else, we have the creator of the world to talk to. That's kind of cool, right?
That's pretty cool.
He's better than any therapist. So
you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. Therapy is expensive, guys. So let's look at what the Message translation says. I won't read it all out to you, but just here it says, shape your worries into prayer. Mm. I find that part of it really cool, to kind of just, like, you know, work on finding a way that you can take the anxiety that you're feeling to point out what's like where it's going wrong, where your thoughts are going wrong, and just give it straight to God straight away. So instead of letting it cloud the mind, think about how you can bring it to God to shoulder for you. I'll talk about this a bit later, but the verse also talks about thanksgiving. So filling our minds in gratitude. And I like the way that Meg put it for me. It's like the repellent for anxious thoughts, you know, being thankful and dwelling on your blessings in your life.
I like that.
1 Peter 5, verse 7 says, give for all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. That's so cool. To think about, like, God, like, he's God and he knows you and he cares about you and he wants you to talk to him. Your mind is like a battlefield. Like, if you walk into Coorong and you look around for like 20 seconds, you'll see a book, Battlefield of the Mind. You'll see a book, Winning the War, inside your mind. Like Joyce Meyer and Craig Groeschel, they immediately acknowledge that, like, your mind is a battlefield. It's stressful what goes on in there. And one thing I really want to highlight is a big cause of anxiety is your self-talk. Last night when I was, like, going back over kind of like my notes and everything, and my mom gave me a call and she was like, hey, how's it going? Like, I was like, good. And she's like, so, like, oh, you're talking tomorrow night. How are you feeling? And I immediately went, Mom, this is going to be such a disaster. Like, what is going on? This is ridiculous. And Mom just went, there's that self-talk again. And I was like, funny thing, right before you called, I just read the line. A big cause of anxiety is your self-talk. So it happens to everyone. Like, just, yeah. So if you can identify where your thoughts are at and where they're kind of going wrong in terms of that, pray about it straight away. Prayer is that tool. You hear your hubs leaders talk about it all the time. Like, hey guys, read your Bibles, make sure you pray. There's a reason we say it. Like a lot of the time it can be overlooked, but we say it for a reason because it works. Yeah. It works.
Yeah. Amen.
I like to think about it this way. Like when you're in the midst of that kind of self-talk and where you feel like things are going wrong there, challenge your self-talk through prayer. So when you're feeling anxious, think about how you're fearfully and wonderfully made in God's image.
Yeah.
So who are you to challenge the creator of the world? Who are you to go to him and be like, God, you're wrong. Like, you're telling me I'm amazing, but I'm not. You're wrong.
Right.
That's kind of like, you know, if God says you're pretty cool, right?
Yeah. That's like,
bro, so, humble yourself.
Jeez. Yeah. Like, yeah. So, yeah. Just go to God and say, actually, thank you for making me the way I am. Like, I appreciate that. Yeah, and one thing I want to really highlight as well, believing in the power of your prayers is such a big thing in helping you believe that God's actually got your back.
Yeah.
So Matthew 21 verse 22, if you believe, you receive whatever you ask for in prayer. So believing in that power, believing that what you're saying to God is true and saying like, hey, I need your help, and believing that he will help you, that's a big deal. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. Even if this is the only thing you take away from tonight, prayer is a conversation. A lot of the time, people kind of just like hit pause on Netflix and they're like, oh, okay, I should probably like pray. I haven't done it in a while. Then they're like, thank you, Jesus, amen. And then they hit play again straight away. A conversation goes two ways, does it not? Like, say I was talking to Aiden, I'd be like, hey, Aiden, how's it going? And he just didn't say anything. That's not a conversation. That's just me talking to him. You've got to allow the time for God to talk back to you. I've had so many people come up to me and be like, oh, like, I can never hear him though. If you sit there and allow him to talk back, you sit in his presence, you spend time in his word, God talks to you in so many different ways.
Yeah.
So if you allow him to talk back, you'll feel the peace overcoming you. You'll feel his presence. You'll feel that anxiety to go away. You'll feel it. And God wants you to be vocal with him about what's making you anxious. Some people feel like he doesn't. They're just kind of like, oh, he's got more important people to worry about. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. So he wants you to be vocal. He wants you to allow him to speak back. And it's not magic. This takes practice. If you sit in his presence and you're like, oh, I can't hear him, it takes practice. Your mind is everywhere all the time. So, you know, don't be upset if it doesn't, you know, you can't understand what's going on straight away.
Yeah.
And being vocal with him shows him that you want the Spirit at work in your life to guide you and give you that peace.
Yeah.
One of my favorite verses, Matthew 6, verse 27, can any of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? I remember reading that back when I was 13, and that's been at, like, you know, in my brain since then, like engraved. And again, what I said before, you are your own worst enemy. So, and God won't take that storm away. When you feel like stuff is going wrong, like, God won't take the storm away from you, but he will help you through it.
Yeah.
And if there's something on your mind, some like anxiety that's like, you know, feels like it's punching your brain, like, just pray about it. God will help you. And chances are there are times when God may have put something on your mind for a reason. So talk to him about it. He's your friend. Ask him. Yeah. Be like, God, why is this on my mind? Like, you know, why is this stressing me out? Is this something from you?
Yeah.
So handing our thoughts over to God really allows him to replace all the anxiety and the stress with his peace. And that goes beyond what we can even understand.
Yeah. And peace comes from prayer. It's a result of prayer. And consistency in prayer as well isn't also a really important point.
Absolutely.
God's peace doesn't make sense. We're just going to link. It doesn't make sense. Like, honestly, I can't comprehend how it works. Like, I think about the story in the Bible when Jesus and his disciples are in a boat, and then suddenly there's like that huge storm and he's asleep, and they're all like, oh my gosh, we're gonna die. And Jesus is just like chilling there, having a little nap. And so they wake him up and they're like, like, Jesus, don't you like care? Like, we're dying here. And he's like, peace, be still. And like, peace, the whole in the Middle ocean East. Just goes suddenly calm. And I can tell you, if I was in that boat, I would not be calm. I'd be reacting exactly like the disciples. There'd be a little more liquid in the ocean if I was in that boat, if you know what I mean. But yes, as you said, life is like a storm. We often can't control what happens. But when you're close to Jesus, when you're close to Jesus in prayer and in your relationship with him, then you've got the Prince of Peace in your boat. Am I right?
Right.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
And if we look back at that Philippians verse, in verse 7, it says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And I also love the way the Message version puts it. It says, "Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle down on you. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life." And let me tell you, finding a solution or finding an answer to something that you might be worrying about or panicking about isn't going to bring you lasting peace. Finding the answer is not the answer.
Right.
Peace is not about having everything figured out, but it's transforming your thinking and the way that you look at a situation through eyes of faith and through what God says about it, and then having joy before the breakthrough that circumstance isn't going to be permanent, that something's gonna happen, but you got to believe for it before it happens. Now, I'm going to read a verse and then we're going to do a bit of an object lesson. So Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." So I have a glass here. Oh, I spilt it. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Don't worry.
Alrighty. Basically, picture this cup is your mind.
Ooh, juice. Very nice.
I'm sorry. I spilled the mind juice. Now, this mind is full of juice, but this juice is worry. It's doubt. It's fear. It's fear of not being enough. It's totally cluttered. It's overwhelmed. It's a pretty overwhelmed glass.
That's stressful.
That's a stressful
it's
glass.
It's a stressful glass of juice.
It's a stressful glass of juice. But God's peace. Ta-da! God's peace changes the way we think. It replaces our thinking. It displaces our thinking. And if we gradually fill up our cup, we will displace the juice. If I stop here, now, this glass is now diluted. The worry is now diluted. It's a little lighter, but it's still there. It's still there. It's still lingering in the back of your mind, and there's still worry there, and there's still more worry in that glass than there is God in that glass. And so what are you going to do? You got to get more God in you. You got to read your Bible more. You got to spend time in devotion, in prayer. You got to trust that he has a plan. You got to trust that he knows what he's doing. And eventually, sorry, we just gotta
spill it. That is your brain. What?
And eventually, it's a cup full of God.
Yeah.
It's a cup full, it's all sticky. it's a
sticky cup full
but
of
you
God.
See you see the change, right? Soon enough, the worry that's there, it's no longer in you, it's around you, and the things around you no longer bother you because you've got God in you.
Amazing.
your thoughts are reset, but we got to be careful that we got to keep that cup overflowing. We don't want to leave it. We don't want to leave it full. We don't want to leave it slightly under, because you don't want to leave room for the negative to come back again.
Right.
You want to keep it overflowing. You want to. That's why we talk about consistency and prayer and all these things. You got to make sure that that cup is continually overflowing in with God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why we stress the importance of, as we said and Tennille said before, reading your Bible, coming to youth, coming to church, talking to him throughout everything. That's why we stress the importance of it, because
it is important.
It is 100%, 100%. It's important. And his peace in this situation is like, it's like a lid. It's like a guard for anything else to get back in.
Right.
And we don't want that stuff. We don't want that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if we look at Philippians 4 verse 8 now, it's kind of a bit of a mouthful to say. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Yeah. Basically, it's saying focus on the good over the bad, and God can help you with this. So if we look at like whatever is true, that's what it says. Focus on what you currently know is true. If you can't control it in the moment, try to overlook it, you know, like let God take care of it. Like you can't control it. A lot of the time, your thoughts are completely irrational. This anxiety is completely irrational. You actually don't need to worry about it. So give it to God, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the truth. That is whatever is true. There are so many practical ways you can do this as well. Like I said earlier that I talk more about Thanksgiving, gratitude journaling. I know a lot of you are probably like, I'm not going to journal. That's so dumb. Like, no, it helps seriously. Like just brain dump onto the page, but with gratitude, you know, be thankful and move past the, oh, thanks God for food and water. Like, yeah we're
write
thankful
it on the page
that.
And shut the book.
Yeah, we're thankful for that. But like, you know, delve deeper into your personal blessings, like what God's given you personally, because that's when you'll start to see the change. If you write down thanks for food and water, you're not going to, you know, like, yeah, you're thankful for it. But like really get into it. If you're going to journal, get into it. It's so good. It's amazing. Another thing is music. There we go, Joey. There's this song by Red Rocks called The Battle Is Yours. So good. And the lyrics go, I know the battle is yours, always yours. All we have to do is start singing. All we have to do is start praising your name and the enemy runs away.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. A lot of the time, the enemy can be in your mind causing these thoughts. The enemy runs away. So get... You know, spend some time in worship, praising God, like we just did. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Also, Pastor Meg spoke on the power of music. I think it was last week. Jump onto YouTube and give that sermon a listen, because it just talks all about the power of music. It's called Your Song. Like, seriously, like, listen to it if you haven't already. Reading, I know that. When I was younger, like, I mean, I've always loved reading and I know a lot of people really hate it. But when I was younger, when I was feeling stressed, my parents bought me this book called The Battlefield of Your Mind. I mentioned it earlier, by Joyce Meyer. Changed my life. Like the way that she talks about how to counteract your negative thoughts, you know, like reading books like that. Like I work at Kurok, guys, like, come ask me about which books to buy and I'll get them for you, because it's so, get the 20% discount. I got you. Going for a walk. I know a lot of people are like, oh, okay. Like, I don't, like, why would I do that when I can play my video games? Like, it's been scientifically proven that if you look at a tree, even if a photo of a tree for 15 minutes, you will feel less stress. To take it a step further.
We need a photo of a tree.
We need a photo of a tree. Where's the photo of a tree? To take it a step further, if you're out in the fresh air praying.
Ooh, game changer.
Game changer. Game changer. The way that it makes you feel, it's so freeing. The peace, you'll feel the peace overcome you. Like, these are all practical ways where you can focus on the good over the bad.
Yeah.
Like, going outside, you're literally in God's creation.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Like, look at a tree and be like, wow, he made that. Look at a mountain. Wow, he made that. That's awesome, right? You know, like, just focus on that. And just to kind of wrap up a little bit, Psalm 21, verse 1. The Lord is my light and shepherd, so why should I be afraid?
Yeah.
He's got you, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I get everyone to just kind of stand up? We're all going to stand up. Have a little bit of a shakeout. Just like, you know, let loose, shake the limbs a little bit. You know, yeah. Dab if you want to, Kasha, go for it. All right, can I get everybody's heads bowed? You know, raise your hands, you know, fold your hands, whatever works best for you. We're just going to spend a little bit of time in prayer, just a short prayer. Hey, God, I just wanted to thank you so much for this week. Thank you for school. Thank you for work, for all the times we spent with family and friends, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are there for us constantly, like, at any time during the day, Father God. Thank you that when we feel anxious, when those anxious thoughts, those stressful thoughts, those thoughts of fear start to cloud our mind, Lord, thank you that you're there, that we can come to you for your peace, Lord, and that you can shoulder those worries for us, Lord. I pray, Father God, that if any of these young people at all, Lord, start to feel anxious or feel stressed, Lord, I pray that you just overcome them with peace, Lord, your peace only. And I pray that you remind them, Father, that you are there and that they can talk to you at any moment, yes. At any moment, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks for tuning in to the Burn Youth Podcast. To stay in the loop, follow us on Instagram @BurnYouth. See you next time.